This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. For the December K-State Garden Hour, beekeeping basics, how to start your own colony, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for the Golden Prairie District, Ryan Engel, covers the steps involved in getting started. The entire webinar is available online, but today we have a sampling of some of the things you'll learn, including the fact that bees are social and live in colonies.
You know, a really, really strong colony could have up to 80,000 workers inside of it. So when you start to look at the level or the magnitude of pollination that can occur from the presence of one colony, I mean, these bees can really get a lot of work done. And we definitely see that when we look at the economic side of things. Honeybees are known to pollinate around $15 billion worth of crops in the U.S. annually. And that's not even accounting for the U.S. honey market, which is valued at around $900 million annually. Of course, there are a few reasons why we might want to keep honeybees. One could supplement pollination in the landscape. So say you have a large garden or a small orchard, keeping a hive of honeybees around would definitely help to kind of ensure sufficient pollination. Of course, there's honey and wax production, things like candles, beeswax, soaps. You know, there's tons of different things that can be made from beeswax and then sold. Of course, there's also some known medicinal value, honey probably being one of the oldest known medicines. But even other things, beekeepers collect pollen from their colonies. Even bee stings are utilized by some cultures for some therapeutic value. But ultimately, I think it's a different experience to work with honeybees. And I think it's really fun to kind of just be involved and observe them. They're a fascinating creature. Plan on budgeting around $600 to start one colony. Now, this will cover the bees themselves and really all the equipment that you're going to need to manage this one colony. So the bees themselves, I would say for the method that we're going to be talking about today, they're going to run you around $150. This is for a package of bees. Beyond that, you need, of course, a hive. There's kind of some convenient ways of purchasing these. You can typically buy an entire hive kit. And what that basically means is all of your boxes will kind of be sold in one lump sum. I would definitely suggest wearing protective equipment. So a suit and gloves costs around $115, a little over $100. And I would definitely do that if this is your first time working with honeybees. We have a couple tools that beekeepers use, at least that you for sure would need to get into the hobby. So really not a lot of money there. And then of course your smoker. I'm sure you guys have seen these before. They run around $40. The one tool that I do want to talk about is the hive tool. I guess you could almost look at it as like the Swiss Army knife of a beekeeper. I mean, you will use this tool for everything. I personally really like the J-hook style hive tool. That little hook is really useful for prying frames out of boxes. And it's kind of just what I see most beekeepers in my area use. They're pretty cheap, I think $6 to $8. And you're definitely going to need these. But today, what we're going to be focusing on is a package of honeybees. And the reason why we're focusing on packages is because this is by far the most common way that new beekeepers start colonies. It's also going to be the easiest for you to get your hands on. So to dive in to what packages are, a package typically comes with 3 pounds of workers. And if you're curious, that's around 10,000 bees. You get a queen as well. And the queen is shipped in her own little cage. This is done for a few reasons. It kind of isolates the bees from her, but it still allows them to sense her, I suppose. So it comes with bees, a queen, and it also comes with a tin or a can of sugar syrup. And of course, that's used just to kind of get the bees through their transit. You can order these from state bee clubs. If for some reason you're unable to get one through a bee club, there are beekeeping supply companies online that you shouldn't have any trouble finding one of these. Orders for these packages are typically placed in January or February. They need to be placed by then. So I would recommend if you guys are looking at starting a colony, this should be one of the first things that you get figured out. You will receive them anywhere from March through May. It's kind of dependent upon the weather in these southern states where these packages are put together.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for the Golden Prairie District, Ryan Engel. The December Garden Hour is available online at hnr.k-state.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.